What it do? We back, people.
What's good? What's happening? It's me, Hannah E, and welcome back to yours truly, Hannah E. It feels so good to be saying that again. Oh, let's do a double take. It's me, Hannah E, and welcome back to the pod. I am so excited to be posting this episode. It feels like forever, but really it's only been like 6 months now, 8 months. I don't even know. I don't remember the last time I recorded. But that's besides the point. I'm really excited to be recording this episode, and today's episode is going to be pretty short and to the point. I kind of wanted to kind of give a life update, talk about plans with this podcast going forward, kind of my vision for it. I feel very confident in what I'm doing and where I'm going. So I thought, why not bring that energy to the pod? So I don't know why people are texting me, but that's besides the point. Love my friends, love my peeps, and now Siri. It's okay, Siri. No. Anyway, sorry guys. But pretty much to give a life update, I think I need to catch you guys up from the last time I posted. So I'm actually going to look it up. When was the last time I had an episode? Just give me a second, y'all. I'm still here. Ah, so the last time I posted was February 14th, so Valentine's Day. And ever since then, you know, it's kind of funny how that was the last time I posted, because pretty much like life went downhill. And not in like a, no, actually, yeah, an existential crisis way. But I mean, we're doing better. You know, we needed to get our mental health, our mental, physical well-being in check, which we did. I also was kind of going through what I would like to call the post-grad slump. And I had kind of been going through that like since like last fall, because I graduated. Well, I didn't even graduate last fall. I finished my courses in December, but I hadn't officially graduated until this past May. So I was kind of in this like weird in-between, because in a sense I wasn't like a graduate, but in the sense I wasn't a student. And I think during from like February until pretty much I want to say June, I was in that weird existential like, what am I doing? Will I get a job? Do I want to do creativity like full time? And I needed to step back from everything, from like social media, from the pod, from YouTube stuff. And it was honestly really beneficial to do that, because pretty much everything that I wanted eventually came. Like, for example, I really wanted to work for a major retailer, and I was like very adamant about figuring out how to like finesse my way, and now I work for them. You know what I mean? And it is like so surreal, because I was like thinking about working for them, and I would love had to work for them, and now I do. And to give preface, I'm a logistical analyst for a major retailer in Atlanta, so like you can like put the dots together. It's orange. And it's the last 3 months, it's been really fun. I've like been learning a lot. I'm work from home, so you already know that lifestyle is shmoney. And you know, that money isn't bad either. So it's been really nice just like working and kind of like living life outside of like the social media scene. And I'm actually kind of grateful that like this job kind of literally fell into my lap. Like a recruiter like literally reached out to me and was like, do you want this opportunity? And I was like, oh, cool. Like, you know, like I was like, why not go for it, you know? And I'm glad that I took that time that I needed to heal and to grow, because I ain't gonna lie. Like, if you've ever been in a period of your life where you just feel like rock bottom, I was at a point where I was literally underneath a rock and it was just like slamming me down left and right. But I also think too, the biggest thing for me that I realized was like social media can't be my job. Like I don't think for me at least, as much as I'm good at it and I think I understand it and I can, you know, think outside of the box when it comes to like creativity, I do not think that it could be my full-time job because for like my mental health deteriorates when it's like my primary focus. And I saw something I think on TikTok or on Twitter where someone was saying like, don't turn your hobbies into your career. And I really agree. I think if you can balance it and you can find like common ground between like product and passion, then do it. Like, by all means, get that money, get that bag. But for me, I think it's a nice outlet. I think like that's what it needs to be for me. And if it brings, you know, a following or brings people into my life or whatever, that's cool. Like, I'm straight with that. But I don't think like for me, I need to be like producing content like on a constant basis. This is different. I want to continue to do this and to bring my voice and opinions to my pod. And I really loved this. This was like my saving grace for 2019 and 2020. And coming into 2021 and kind of not doing it consistently, like I knew I needed it. You know what I mean? Like I needed that break. I went through a similar break last spring when like the Black Lives Matter thing happened. Like I just needed to like work within and like get off social media. And it's beautiful. Like it is the most beautiful thing to like get off, do what you got to do on behind the scenes and then come back, you know, bad as ever, fine as ever. And then people are like, damn, like, she did that. Like, what's going on in her life? You know what I mean? And I think that's like the mindset that I have. And two, like, I keep really good people around me and I'm open to like meeting new people and like bringing like new friendships, connections, and all that stuff. Like, I literally just had an interaction right now at my co-working space because that's, you know, where I'm recording in the studio. And the person I met, their name's Andy, if you're listening, hey Andy, and they work, like, they're a music producer, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what's, like, so beautiful about life, and that's, like, what is so beautiful about this is, like, I have an ability to bring people on and, like, have conversation, and, like, I love that. I love just having a discussion, like understanding like another person's story, another person's mindset. And it's honestly beautiful too, to like realize that like we're all human, you know, and we all go through a lot of things. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. It's just like, you can really reside with people, even if you don't know them, when they have the ability to be vulnerable and like share their story, you really can learn and take and grow. And I think I've definitely done that in the last 2 years, and I'm constantly growing and, you know, have exciting things coming up, which I'm gonna kind of get into now. So I've gotten a full-time job, and as we're going into the fall, I'm actually taking a UX UI design course. I was kind of like interested in learning more about that technical side of things, and it really intrigues me, you know. Like, I'm really like fascinated by people who can like think outside the box, and I think that is kind of like an area that I really think I could fit like be fulfilled in, because it's a mix of what I'm doing now, which is like data and kind of like analyzing things, but also bringing like that creative portion that's kind of like really like understanding the research behind it. So I'm taking that. And then I am taking a life coaching class program as well, starting next month. And that's like focused on healing and kind of really like getting in deeper with my shadow work, which is something I've been like really wanting to do. Like, I really feel like there's something like deeper inside me that I like need to address and face, like right now in my time, you know? So I'm doing those two things. The like UX design course is for the next like 6 months. It's till April. And then the coaching is only 3 months. And I'm super excited because like I just know I'm gonna have one amazing things to talk about with you guys. But also too, y'all think I'm like dope now? Just like wait. And like for that inner healing, like we're just gonna be electric and like magnificent and just an Aquarius. So I'm super excited for that. And what else is happening? I'm dating, which has been fun. Been a like cool time meeting new people. And I feel like for me, like I'm a big person about like meeting new people. Like part of me like wants to reach out to some people from like December, January, February that like my communication was not the best because I also was like not taking care of myself. I was very like heavily engulfed with just like, I think the analytics of like social media. So I've been doing that recently, just like reaching back out to some people that maybe like during my like period of rock bottomness, I might have like just like glanced over a text. Like this is the first time I think in a while where I only have like 32 unread messages. When I was in college, I used to have like 100. And it wasn't because I was rude. It was just because, I mean, I'd be on my phone like that. But I just like, yeah. I don't know where I'm going with that. But I feel like we're all like that. You know what I mean? Like we respond to what we need to. So I feel like those 32 are probably just like old or just like junk mail. So that's like kind of like career, personal, creativity wise. So as this podcast is going up, there's also a YouTube video that I have posted that does a deep dive on Jack Harlow. It's kind of like a music analysis on his like couple of albums, him, and also there's like this discourse that's going on TikTok and regarding to like Black women like being shackled to Jack and like, you know, this like why are Black women, I guess, like into him? I don't know. I'm not saying I don't know because I'm a big fan. But I think like I talk about it a little bit in the video, but to kind of add to that in here, because I think I might do a whole episode where I really dive into it for the people who are like really into like the audio way of content. To answer that discourse, the biggest thing I want to say is like for me, when it comes to Jack Harlow or any person in general, I think like I energy is like the biggest thing for me. Like I can just tell like this person, if like they are a normal person, but if they were like in my like everyday life, like we would probably be friends or we'd be kind of cordial or whatever. With him, like I don't know what it is. I mean, I do. After doing all that research, listening to all of his albums for 3.5 hours and watching interviews, like you can just tell he's a 23-year-old who knows what he wants, knows his craft, and also too, he's like confident and kind of like goofy, you know? Like he's just like, I mean, like the biggest thing he does obviously is like joke about sex. And I think like that's great because, you know, sex sells. So there's that. And then I think another thing too with the discourse, it's tending to be a lot of like Black males who seem to be barking, making the holler. And all I have to say, because I posted a TikTok and I'll link it down below if you want to see. And I had someone even coming in my comments being like, oh, another Black woman yearning after Jack Harlow. First off, sir, if I wanted a man, I could get a man, period, point blank. And also, too, it's like, why are you looking at it from an external factor? Like, I get it, but I don't. Because it's like, there's more to him than him being a white boy who can rap, you know? And some people will see him like that, you know, as he says, like, the ones who hate me the most look like me, you know? And it's just like, that's such a true thing in some cases. It's like people will become envious or just jealous because you're willing to do the work and you're willing to put in the effort. And also too, I truly believe this man was at the right place at the right time and he met the right person. Just like I just said, like I met a producer who works for the Atlanta Ballet, like has been in the music game for a while. Like it's just being a good person and just like taking that risk to say hi. And like, I mean, I'm a very friendly person, so I say hi to everyone, but I don't know. Like, it's just like weird. It's weird to me, like, why, like, people are like, I shouldn't even say people. The black man who made the comment, it is so weird to me that, like, that was, like, the thing that you took away from my wanna get drunk and nasty TikTok. Like, make it make sense. Come with me at some, like, come for something else, you know? Like, tell me you have a big nose or something. Like, not that, like, oh my God, you like white boys. Been there, done that. And but I digress. What else is happening in my life? I feel like those are like the key things. I'm seeing my friends more. I'm going to Music Midtown this weekend, which will be so much fun. I'll probably do a whole like highlights in the next episode next week of like what was my favorite thing. You know, my goal is to get front row for Jack Harlow. So I'm manifesting it and I'm putting it out there. So next week when we come back, I'm going to let you guys know that it happened. We made eye contact and it was an incredible moment in my life. And I'll be secured in who I am and how I am. And that's all, period. So that's kind of like the life update. I feel like because nothing else crazy is happening at the moment. I'm planning on taking like a couple of trips next month, which will be fun. But let's get into like the whole point of this episode, which is like my plans for the podcast going forward. So first off, I really want to make it clear that this podcast has social media, so I really want to promote it. There's an Instagram literally under the same name, Yours Truly Hannah E. There's a TikTok literally under the same name, Yours Truly Hannah E. And there may or may not be the video version. We will see. That is in the process. But the biggest thing I kind of want to happen is I think when I started this podcast, I was having conversations with different people about different topics. And that is definitely something that is going to stay. I want that to stay because I think facilitating conversation is my favorite thing. Like I love having a conversation with people, even people that like maybe we don't see eye to eye on like certain topics, but we can like still be cordial to an extent. So I want to keep that foundation as well. And I think I do well on my own too, because I mean, don't you hear me? I'm kidding. But in all, I want to keep that foundation because that's kind of like where I started. The biggest thing is I don't know how much like movie content that I will have going forward. I'm cool. Not cool. I'm sorry. I'm not considering, like, the name is going to stay the same. The whole conversational type of thing is the same. The biggest thing I think that will change is just, like, me, I think, including movies, which I think is totally fine. I think most people who listen think this is more of, like, a lifestyle, you know, conversation talk show type of feel, more than, like, a movie podcast where I dive into a movie every episode. So that is, like, totally fine. But that element will still be there in certain ways, because I think it's important for me to have like movies were kind of like the whole purpose. They were kind of what sparked me to start this and like to continue. And I really want to get in heavy with certain topics. Like I want to talk about sex. I want to talk about dating. I want to talk about post-grad depression. I want to talk about, you know, identity. I want to talk about being a Black woman in society. I want to talk about music. I want to bring on different people. And I'm really, really excited to just see where we go as a collective together, because I think this is going to be a journey and a really fun journey. And I am super ecstatic. I'm super excited. I'm going to bring my friends. Who knows? Maybe I'll get lucky, bring some musicians. Maybe a politician. Actually, that would be great. I would love to bring a politician. That's actually a fun fact. John Ossoff, which is like our Georgia's congressman, follows me on Twitter. So maybe one day, I'll get him on. And we can really like dive into even politics. And I think these are topics that are important to talk about because they're important in my life. And I think like if you're not having conversation with your peers, with yourself, if you're not self-evaluating, like what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like I think every day you get the chance to be like a better version of yourself. And that's exciting. Like I have felt so fueled with creativity, with the arts, with everything. And I think it's so beautiful to like sense it in me and to run with it. And I really encourage anyone who's listening, who is a creative, who has that little like side hustle, that little thing that they have been always wanting to do it. I challenge you by next episode, you should do it. Even if it's making that first move, texting that person, buying that dress, buying those shoes, like I did, I bought some new Doc Martens sandals and they're great. Really excited for Music Midtown. My feet are gonna thank me. Do it. I don't think you should, especially if you're in your 20s, even your 30s, heck, whatever age you're at. You should do it. There's nothing you're losing by taking a risk. It's the same thing too with like reaching back out to people, but be careful because obviously we're almost about to be in Mercury retrograde. So I feel like there is this like shift that's going on in regarding to people just like feeling nostalgic about the past, you know, wanting to reach back out to people. There is nothing wrong, and I'm taking this advice too, because Hannah E needs it too. There's nothing wrong with reaching back out to people. It's your intentions when you do it. Like, you don't want to just be like, oh, I miss them. Let me reach out. Like, really look in and be like, okay, like, why do I miss them? Okay, like, is this, like, worth taking the risk? Okay, and then what am I going to say? And then you just say it. Like, I think don't put so much pressure on yourself when it comes to like rekindling a relationship. Because sometimes people will be open if you really express like maybe your like sincerity or like something that was going on in your life. Like, I know like a lot of people. Okay, let me not say a lot. The people that I've reached out back out to have been really like accepting, and they completely understand because like life happens, and like I'm not gonna lie, like you can't always like talk and respond to people all the time, but it's also making sure you're not like opening access to like negative energy as well, because you just like don't want to like be like, okay, I miss this person, let me take the risk. And then like the person didn't really treat you well. You know what I mean? But you think like in your head, like, oh, like they're great. Just like really self-reflect, because I think like that's super important when it comes to just like feeling nostalgic, because it's okay to like miss the past and it's okay to like miss a person, but just make sure if you're going to like take that step and reaching back out, it makes sense. And you'll know if it's like, I just miss this person, I miss our memories, or if it's like, I miss this person, I want them to still be in my life, let me like make the effort and the intention to reach out. And like, I ain't gonna lie, most of my friends, if not even. A decent amount of the people that I call close are either in Tennessee or in other states. So it's like you also need to make the intention to like put in the effort to reach out to them. And it's okay. Like literally just even like a nice, like, I hope you're having a great weekend, or I hope you're having a good day. Like, just do it. Like, what? Like, the worst thing they could do is like they just don't respond. And you know, it's like, okay, F you. You know what I mean? Like, not even F you, but it's just like, well, I tried. It's like you tried. And like, that's the biggest thing, is you don't want to like go into like the rest of your 20s or even like the rest of life being like, well, what if I had taken that risk? Or like, what if I had said hi to them? Like, because you're just like, why? Like, why not take that risk? Maybe I'm like, I like to live on the edge. Or maybe it's like my Aquarius Virgo Leo placements, you know? So what else do I want to talk about? Yeah, I think like the biggest thing is I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited to be doing this again. I'm really excited to be talking. I got a new sexy mic, a Yeti, and it's a blue Yeti, and it's blue. That's his name. I like to name my things because it gives them sentimental value. So say hi to blue. I'm just kidding. But it does feel good because I've invested in better quality, and I think also too, like, I feel like ready for it, and I'm really excited to see what happens and like to see who comes into my life, who I bring onto the podcast. And if you have any suggestions, any recommendations, any topics you want me to talk about, please, please, please do not hesitate to DM me, to reach out to me. Literally, my, I think, ats are on Instagram are It's Me Hannah E, Yours Truly Hannah E. On TikTok, it's Yours Truly Hannah E. Oh, It's Me Hannah E. And on Twitter, it's Hannah from Atlanta. I need to have one concise like name so people can find me, because that is a lot. But those are like my social media stances. And make sure to know that Hannah has no H at the end. That's a very important thing. I am Hannah without an H. Okay? Okay. But I am so excited to be back. I am so excited to bring you guys along. And I'm just excited to kick off spooky season with some exciting and fun content. And if you know me and we're friends and you want to come on, please do not hesitate to reach out. And if you don't know me and you still want to come on, please do not hesitate to reach out. I do plan on like bringing on different people and really making this an incredible experience, and I cannot wait to bring you guys along. So I think that's it for this episode. Told you, short and sweet, to the point. But I hope you guys are having a phenomenal Friday if you're listening to this when it comes out, or just an incredible weekend, because you already know I'm gonna be shaking that Peach. I'm Music Midtown. If you're going and you listen to this, hit me up. I would love to dance away the night with you. To like let you guys know like who I'm seeing, we'll talk about the lineup, because I feel like, why not? So on Saturday, I'm going to be seeing 21 Savage, and then either MGK or Tierra Whack or something. I don't know how you say her name or his name. And then either the Jonas Brothers or Maroon 5. I haven't really decided which one. The Jonas Brothers would be good for like childhood remnants, but Maroon 5, like, they hit different, you know? And then on Sunday, I'm going to be seeing Gus Dapperton, The Bleachers, Lotto, and then I'll probably wrap up the night with Jack Harlow and then Miley Cyrus. So I'm really, really excited. It's going to be a really fun weekend. I'm going to take a ton of photos. I still have to get a couple of things, like a fanny pack and a portable charger so that I'm like 100% prepared. But I cannot wait. I can't wait to recap with you guys next week. And I'm just overall just super, super excited. And yeah, life's good. Life is good. Like when you aren't going through the rock bottomness, but it is good. Now I'm rambling, so I think it is my cue to wrap this up. I hope you guys enjoyed. I love you guys so much. Have a phenomenal Friday, a phenomenal weekend, and I will see you guys in the next episode. It's been yours truly, Hannah E. Talk next week. Bye. Get into it.